Here's the latest news from the Basin Radio Network.
With Basin Radio Network News, I'm Roxanne Stewart. The Campbell County Public Land Board met this past Friday, came to an agreement on terms of employment, and hired Aaron Lyles as the new executive director of Camplex. The news record reports Lyles' first day will be November 7th, and for a time will work on a hybrid schedule, working in Gillette part of the time and remotely for the rest. Lyles comes from a ranching background with a passion for rodeo and the arts. He's currently on the board of directors for the Montana Cowboy Hall of Fame and has worked with the Boy Scouts on their National Jamboree. The California man caught driving through Campbell County with nearly 300 pounds of pot has been given a suspended 3 to 5 year sentence and supervised probation. He was credited for time served and fined $1,125. With Basin Radio Network News, I'm Roxanne Stewart.
Here's the latest news from the Basin Radio Network.
With Basin Radio Network News, I'm Roxanne Stewart. Last week, the Gillette City Council approved the completion of a master plan for the city's pathway system, which right now has more than 80 miles of pathways throughout the city. The last master plan for city pathways was completed in 2009, and in 2020, the city embarked on a new study to update the master plan. Last year, the city asked the public to weigh in and received a modest level of response. Gaps were identified between existing facilities or destinations. There were also many suggestions as to where new pathways should be. The master plan will act as a guide to decision-making on new projects for the future. The Campbell County Library is accepting entries for their Teen Fall Photo Challenge through November 14th. Teens in grades 7 through 12 can submit their photos to teenroom@ccpls.org or save them to a flash drive and drop at the library. With Basin Radio Network News, I'm Roxanne Stewart.